Okay, I think it's October the 27th. It's 8:48 a.m. on a Saturday morning. I don't remember when the last time was that I talked to you. I think it was the Wednesday before Mile High, I think. Because I meant to talk on Thursday, missed Friday, and I've missed every day this week. So yeah, okay, hi. Good morning. I got the metronome going, I'm having trouble keeping pace this morning. It's a lovely morning, it's cool, it's crisp. 40 something, 44, 46, 48, somewhere in there probably. It's warming up fast, it's beautiful fall morning. Real deep blue sky. It's being set off by a lot of mid-level cumulus, and then there's some high-level cirro stratus. It's a beautiful, beautiful sky this morning. And my wife got up early, so I got out. Usually it's 8:30 before I think to take my walk in the morning. And I can't do it because of the phone. We still haven't unplugged the phone. And 9 days out of 10, it rings at 9:05. And only very, 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 very rarely is it anybody we want to talk to. So I think severing the landline tie may be in our future. I can't do it at the moment because my wife doesn't keep her cell phone with her. But yeah, something's gonna happen here. So, I've been reading Bell's Writing from the Middle. I don't remember who put me onto this the other day. And I thought, and they were really talking it up. I was like, okay, really? Well, $2.99. All right, I'll take a flyer. I took a sample. The sample was, As most of these books are, if you get the sample, it's really just an advertisement for the rest of the book. You don't really get anything. But $2.99, I took a flyer. And that's pretty good. Yeah, if nothing else, it got me thinking about the scope of the book, the pace of the book. At least half the book is not about writing from the middle. It's general writing tips. And I'm already past all of the writing from the middle part. But it's got me thinking about the book. It's got me thinking about the midpoint. And Bell's analysis of midpoint. And his observation is, I think, interesting. And that's that an enormous amount of story, an enormous number of stories, have not just the middle of Act 2, the three-act structure, but actually have a moment in the middle of Act 2, right in the middle, plus or minus, in a book, plus or minus 10 pages or so, in the movie, plus or minus 2 minutes. Right in the middle, where the main character makes a decision. And I've gone back and I've looked at my books, and yeah, actually, it's not exactly the middle, but there's always something right about the midpoint that kind of sets the stage for the rest of the book. And Bell advocates understanding what that midpoint is even before you start to write. And then he uses a triangle metaphor, with the left corner being the pre-story and the beginning, and then building to the peak, literally, of the triangle. And then from the peak, the push to the bottom right corner, which is the follow-through from the decision made at the peak. Now, as an idea, I think it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty formulaic. I just like, don't really want to go there. But as an organizing principle, as an idea to help me figure out why I can't find this story here. Remember, I'm trying to follow the same, what I think is very successful model of home run. With the free ride and then the 40 sentence outline and then sprinting through to the end. And that worked so well. It really did. It feels very comfortable. It felt very organic. I did the outline. Yeah. No plan survives first contact with the enemy. The outline survived about to the fifth or sixth sentence, and then after that it just was, oh no, what I'm doing now is so much better than what I thought was going to happen here. I'm just going to keep going. So, yeah, I'm trying to emulate that, but the difficulty I'm having is that I can't find the story. Unlike Home Run, where I found the story relatively quickly. It was a matter of a few days. I've been wrestling with this now for, 6 weeks? So it's proving to be difficult to arrange the various pieces and parts. I'm not being terribly successful at it. But it occurs to me that if I can manage to find even a rudimentary story before November 1st, and I sprint through NaNoWriMo, it could work. Oh, here comes my friend with the Scotty dog. I haven't seen her in a while. Good morning. Good morning. Easy boy.
Sorry.
It's no problem. He really wanted to greet me. The dog. So anyway, I'm out, I'm walking. As always, I'm going to try to do this more often. Having 10 days away from walking is not good for anybody. To get too close to feel it. Make sure I'm not a stalker. Get ready to say it with me. One post. So, yeah, I need to find this story. I need to find this. I need to get this outline together. I've got a few days to put it together. I have to get it done by the end of November to give Karen Collin a chance to do her magic with it and still get it out by the end of the year to meet a 3-book goal down from a 4-book goal, which is better than I did the year before, which is only 1, I think. So I think I've already done better than I did last year. Even if it waits till January, it's the first book of January. It sets up 2019 by having one published first thing in the month, first thing in the year. So it's not, it'd be a terrible thing, but I realize the deadline is arbitrary on my part. It'll happen when it happens, it'll happen when it's right. There might be a dog behind this fence. It's just a hunch I have. So I'm walking along and sort of get the sense that there might be a dog back there. Maybe 2. Off we go. So, my high con was fun as always. I'm really sorry about the Fort Collins Book Fest because I was supposed to be there Saturday afternoon, but I was literally back-to-back presentations from 12:30 till 4 at Mile High. And I came home totally exhausted. I was completely pooped. I got home Sunday night and just went, bleh, crashed right out. Monday, Tuesday, I started coming down with the crud. It never got to the point of being serious, other than there was a certain sense I didn't want to be too far from a bathroom. And while it never became a problem, there was always this sort of uncertainty about it that kept me from walking. Last couple of days, it's been sucked into the black hole of Skyrim early in the morning, not having enough sleep the night before, a vicious cycle that just spiraled. So the question's come up a couple of times, where am I going to post the picture if I'm not going to post it on Google Plus? It'll still be on Twitter. I know a lot of people aren't on Twitter. I'm not going to put it on Facebook. But I do need to find a community that's post Google Plus. Post Plus. And I've been playing on MeWe, which is a terrible name. And I think I can put the app on my phone and then share the photo directly to MeWe. I'm not sure how that works with public timelines. I know people are playing on Discord, they're playing on, I suspect they're playing on Slack. And I'm pretty sure, in fact, I know there's people who have gone to Pluspora, which is the G+ the G+ diaspora community. Stop sign, but I'm going to cross the street anyway. I'm went the other way, didn't matter. Looks like they're getting ready to put in street lights on the side of the street. I mean, it's looked like that for a while because they've had the little red flags lining the sidewalk. But now it's marked up. There's pylons. They must construct more pylons. No, additional pylons. Morning. Yeah, his little dog died. He still walks. He still walks every day. He's more reliable at it than I am at this point. So, you know, once Google Plus goes away next summer, it's, I don't know what we're going to do. Cold enough that my nose is running, but warm enough that I'm sweating under my jacket and sweatshirt. There's sweat running down my back. So I'm going to work out this morning. I'm getting back in the swing. Make you feel okay. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.